This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week in this greatest nation on God's green earth. What a great week it is. It is a very significant week for politics and for the future of the United States of America. A week of decision. First of all, tomorrow is that long-awaited runoff in Georgia, which will decide which party controls the United States Senate. I think there's one thing about this race that almost everybody has been getting wrong. People on the Democratic side, people on the Republican side, people on no side. One thing about this double runoff election that people get wrong, we will take a look at that. We'll also take a look at all of the most recent polling, because it agrees almost entirely. There's only one poll that's an outlier, one poll that shows the Democrats far ahead. I don't believe that's going to happen. This is going to be an incredibly close election, and anybody who knows anybody or who cares, and everybody should care, it is very important that Kelly Loeffler and that David Perdue actually win this election, or at least that one of them does. Because if even one of the two Republicans win, that maintains Republican control in the Senate. With a new administration coming in, and yes, it is coming in, that's going to be official on Wednesday. It's actually kind of official now. And when you take a look at this and what is going on, and now the Ted Cruz maneuver to try to challenge these electoral votes that have already been cast, by the way, it's not like these votes haven't been cast and counted and certified and looked at. They have. So what is the real goal here that Ted Cruz is trying to achieve, and what is that likely to mean? There's also a very important possibility this week at either escaping or confronting a serious military confrontation with Iran. There are all kinds of reports that two of America's allies in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia and Israel, are trying to push President Trump into making some kind of military strike against Iran before he leaves office. Is that a good idea? We'll talk to Iran specialist Michael Rubin, frequent guest on the show from American Enterprise Institute. We'll also be speaking with David Leonhardt from the New York Times about what it means that the election in Georgia, the runoff election tomorrow, where literally record-breaking numbers of people have already voted in Georgia, what does a high turnout election mean? Does it mean, as conventional wisdom seems to always suggest, that Democrats gain an advantage when there's a huge turnout? Or is it more complicated than that? Leonhardt of the New York Times thinks it's more complicated than that. We'll be speaking with him. And also about the long-term impact on political realignment of everything else that's going on. Since we last spoke, also since the first of the year, since actually last time we spoke was on live, was on Wednesday of last week. But now here we are on January 4th, and one of the things that's happened is Nancy Pelosi has been reelected speaker. And, oh, yeah, the president made a phone call to Brad Raffensperger, and it didn't go very well. He certainly didn't get what he wanted. I don't see how any reasonable person could expect that he would get what he wanted, which is for the Secretary of State of Georgia, who has participated in certifying the vote in the state of Georgia, going over the audit of the signatures, going over a hand recount, going over a second machine recount. It's not so easy for him to recalculate, as President Trump suggested. We'll play you a few highlights and lowlights of the president's phone call with Brad Raffensperger and with his lawyer. A lawyer, President Trump said, had a name that he really loved. His last name was Germany. Ryan Germany was the name of the lawyer. We will get to that. And also there's this. And again, it's the beginning of the 117th Congress. By the way, the reason it's only 117 Congresses is because each Congress serves for 2 years. We do it based upon not Senate terms, but based upon House terms. That means you go back to the first Congress. The first Congress convened back 134 years ago. And as you can do the math, that's just about right. It's when our new government under the Constitution began. But something happened that was different in this race. The invocation for the new session of Congress had a slight difference to it. It was performed by a Democratic representative, Emanuel Cleaver, delivering a prayer on Sunday to open up the Congress, ending it this way. Listen, this is clip three.
May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon us and give us peace. Peace in our families. Peace across this land. And dare I ask, O Lord, peace even in this chamber, now and evermore. We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. A man and a woman.
Okay, I don't know what he's trying to do. I understand he's talking about the monotheistic God of many different faiths. Okay, fine. Ecumenicism. But a man and a woman? Does he not understand? He thinks that a man is sexist? I hope that somebody has explained to Representative Cleaver that the term amen has no sexuality associated with it. Yes, it is spelled in English, A-M-E-N, but it is from the Biblical Hebrew, and in Biblical Hebrew it is Aleph Mem Nun. It's pronounced amen, usually. And there is no relationship to the word man or men, because that's a completely different word in Hebrew, which is the source of the word. And I understand that the Democrats have made a very big deal of saying that they're going to get rid of all sexist language. For instance, the term ombudsman is now banned by the new Nancy Pelosi 117th Congress. No, really it is. It's now ombuds. Okay, fine. But a man and a woman? Well, and why is that fair? Shouldn't it be, if you're going to do that, amen, men is plural, and then you say a women. But a women doesn't sound, the entire thing is exactly, I think, what a lot of people fear, particularly if the Democrats win in these Georgia runoffs coming up. The one thing I mentioned, I said that I thought that the Georgia runoffs were, they're very, very important. I think everybody should vote. It's absolutely an extraordinarily important pair of senatorial elections, and it's crucial that Republicans win at least one of them. All of that I agree with. However, for people who say, and there are a number of them, that it will be the end of the world if it doesn't go well, I should remember that the Democrats this year have a very, very narrow margin. You saw that with Nancy Pelosi being elected Speaker. There were five Democrats who did not vote for her for Speaker, and that meant she but barely scraped by with the majority she needed. And it's close in the House, and if it's 50-50 in the Senate, with Kamala Harris having to break any ties, it's not going to be a one-party Senate. We are far from that. So what is the likely outcome in Georgia? And what do big turnout elections really mean? We'll get to that with David Leonhardt of the New York Times coming up on the MedVed Show. On the MedVed Show, we like to call attention to numbers, statistics that are optimistic about our country. Well, here's one that's not so optimistic, but it's very, very real. There are now 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion. Now, Relief Factor can help, particularly with the exercise-related pain or the general muscle aches and pains that many of us experience. I use Relief Factor myself, and I'm proud to do so because this is a great natural product with no medicines or drugs, no addictive qualities at all. Click on the banner at our website at michaelmedved.com for Relief Factor. Order that quick start. Get thanks by listeners for this all the time. I hope you become one of those thankful listeners too. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll free. 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Very proud to welcome to the Michael Medved Show David Leonhardt of the New York Times. He is a Pulitzer Prize winner for commentary. in his columns for many years, and he is also the author of the morning newsletter, which comes out every weekday. He also contributes to the Sunday Review section. David, very pleased to speak to you in the beginning of a very, very busy week. It's a great pleasure and honor. If I can, I was very struck by an insight you had in this morning, the morning column last week, where you talked about the fact that the old belief that whenever there was a big election turnout, it helped Democrats wasn't true this time. We had a huge election turnout, and Republicans who were not named Donald Trump actually did very well. Why did that go along with the gigantic turnout that we received in 2020?
Yeah, and to be clear, I'm one of the people who had that belief. At the end of each year, I like to sit down and try to revisit some of the things I've written and look back and try to figure out what I got wrong and figure out why and write about it. And a lot of people have thought that bigger turnout would help Democrats. Donald Trump has said that in the past. Bernie Sanders has said that. A lot of people have. And there are some real reasons to think that was the case. Turnout tends to be quite low among a bunch of big demographic groups that are also very liberal. People under the age of 40, Latinos, and Asian Americans. All three of those groups lean left, and all three have low turnout. But it turns out the people who don't turn out to vote don't look exactly like the people who do turn out to vote. And in particular, people who don't vote tend to make less money than people who do vote. They tend to be less likely to have a college degree. And when you sort of put that whole picture together, it starts to make a little bit more sense. One of the things we've learned is that a lot of working class voters have been voting for the Republicans, and in other countries have been voting for parties on the right. And so this year we had this huge surge of turnout across the country. A lot of people who hadn't voted before voted for Democrats, but a lot of people who hadn't voted before voted for Republicans. And so we saw this massive surge of turnout, and yet it did not lead to the big Democratic wave that many people thought might happen when we had huge turnout.
What does that mean for Georgia tomorrow? Do you anticipate, as the polls seem to indicate, a very, very close election?
I anticipate a very, very close election, and I'm also open to the idea that we'll be surprised again, right? I feel like one of the responsibilities of those of us in the press is to do a better job describing the uncertainty around polls. But right now, if you look at the polling averages, the Democrats have a 1 to 2 point lead, and the polls in Georgia in November exaggerated the Democratic vote share by a little less than 2 percentage points. So you combine those two things together, and it sure looks like exactly what you just said, which is a toss-up in Georgia. I don't think we're going to have very high turnout for a special election in Georgia, I think, but we're not going to have, you know, the sort of record-breaking turnout that you would have in a normal general election. And so I don't think this is a case in which you're looking at people who haven't voted in years turning out, as appears to have happened in the 2020 presidential election. So this will probably be more about which groups, Democrats or Republicans, have bigger fall off in their turnout from the fall, as opposed to which groups have bigger surges.
Speaking about bigger surges, the big news over the weekend was all about President Trump's brilliantly and perfectly handled phone call with Brad Raffensperger, almost as perfect as his phone call with Vladimir Zelensky. If you were advising David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, President Trump's coming to Georgia tonight. Would you want him there on the eve of the election?
It's really hard. I certainly wouldn't, if I were them, I certainly wouldn't want him in the Atlanta suburbs, and that's not where they've had him come, because President Trump appears to have turned off very large numbers of suburban voters in both, well, in 2016, 2018, and 2020. President Trump has really kept his popularity outside of major metropolitan areas. A lot of those areas in 2020 voted roughly as they did in 2016. Some voted even more heavily for Trump in 2020. 2020 than they had in 2016. So in a race where turnout really does matter, I absolutely understand why they want him coming. I think the problem for them is he's coming and he's spinning these, you know, really wacky conspiracy theories that are false about votes not being counted and stuff like that. But I think for Republicans, they have to sort of wonder, well, wait a second, is this going to depress turnout? I mean, one of the things that Democrats worried about is heading into 2018, they didn't want to talk about how the system was rigged. Because if your voters believe the system is rigged, well, then what's the point of taking the time and effort to vote?
Right. Well, exactly. Speaking about taking the time and effort to vote, President Trump has called on Americans to show up in Washington on Wednesday, the same day that the electoral votes are formally opened and counted with the vice president in a joint session of Congress. And there are four different big demonstrations that are supposed to be taking place. Some folks are estimating there will be hundreds of thousands of people marching around the Capitol building. There's an armed encampment that is planned on the National Mall. Do you anticipate that there's a possibility for what they call social unrest, I guess is the euphemism, in Washington, D.C. on this Wednesday?
It seems plausible. I mean, we have not seen, which is obviously a worrisome thing to say, the president has not yet inspired, President Trump has not yet inspired rallies of that size, right, hundreds of thousands. But this obviously is a different situation, and so it seems plausible. And I think one of the things that we have seen, which is worrisome, is it doesn't take massive rallies in order for there to be violence. And so when you have a president who has explicitly encouraged violence, it certainly seems like it is a worrisome possibility, and it's something that I'm sure the police and other legal authorities are gonna have to monitor very carefully.
Well, the president has used the term, it's going to be wild, it's going to be a wild time, we should come out, it's going to be wild. He's used the term wild three different times. One of the concerns here is that General Flynn and others close to the president have called upon him to declare martial law. And this talk of an armed insurrection, that under the Insurrection Act, that gives him a chance at martial law, no?
I mean, there are certainly legal things he could do. At this point, I think we've seen both the courts and just enough parts of the Republican Party push back against him that I remain worried about the state of American democracy based on what we're seeing, but I remain optimistic that we are going to see an orderly transfer of power over the next couple of weeks.
No, I think the chances are overwhelming that will be the case. I think one of the points that I want to get to, and I know you do too, is how we can discourage this kind of ongoing contest and undermining of a clear election result in the future. David Leonhardt, appreciate your contribution literally every morning. He is the editor of the morning newsletter from the New York Times and a Pulitzer Prize winner for commentary. We will be right back with more on the epic phone call and more.
More of Michael Medved in a moment. The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has reversed a decision to bring the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier home from the Gulf, with the Pentagon saying that due to recent threats by Iran, the Armada will stay in position. Officials have launched a federal probe into the rise of robberies at gunpoint targeting U.S. postal workers in New Mexico. A growing number of incidents are being seen in the city of Albuquerque, with 8 cases since mid-October. Postal inspectors are offering rewards up to $50,000 for arrests. The public has been asked to keep an eye out and call 911 if they see anything. A pastor was killed and 2 other people were injured in a shooting at a Winona, Texas church Sunday after the pastor confronted a man who had been hiding from police in the church overnight. After a manhunt, a suspect was arrested in Harrison County. WFAA is reporting the pastor killed was 62-year-old Mark McWilliams. Tanya Roberts, the one-time Bond girl, Charlie's Angel, and That 70s Show actress, has died. She was 65. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, a very, very busy day. We'll bring you the very latest polling from Georgia. But you know the bottom line. The bottom line is it's close. The bottom line is that with polling in the past, for instance, in the distant, distant past back on November 3rd, the polling for the general election actually showed Republicans doing worse than they did in the general election. The polling seems to favor the Democrats. So the polling that shows the Democrats with a very narrow 1-2 point lead on average, that kind of polling could very well mean that both Loeffler and Perdue win. If I had to guess, just looking at the polling, and I have not been on the ground in Georgia. I have been home in the Northwest, the other corner of the country. My guess is that Kelly Loeffler will leak out a victory, and David Perdue possibly not. He's hurt by the fact that he was quarantined in the last stages of the campaign. We will get to more on that coming up. But I wanted to ask a question in which... And generally, we don't emphasize this, but I really would love to talk to a caller on this. And to just hear if there are people who are planning to go to Washington, D.C. this Wednesday for the Stop the Steal rallies, the rallies to basically overturn the election result. And there are four of them. And they're taking place on Freedom Plaza. There's an armed encampment that is being planned for the mall in Washington. And then the largest demonstration, I think, is supposed to be in the Capitol building, right around the Capitol building, surrounding it, basically. That's where there will be a joint session of Congress on Wednesday morning in order to have Mike Pence open the electoral vote and then to hear the objections that are going to be launched by a minority of Republicans. There are 12 Republican senators of the 52 Republican senators currently. 12 Republican senators who have expressed that they will voice objections to some of the contested states. And that goes along with what is expected to be a much higher number of Republican members of Congress. My question for folks out there, and the number is 1-800-955-1776, is if you're going to Washington, how are you planning for this to work out? In other words, I understand that people want to show support and gratitude to President Trump for things that he has done while he has been president, that you have approved of and been enthusiastic about. And there's no question that there are positive accomplishments that President Trump made during his campaign, during his presidency. No question about it. But it is a very serious problem when you're trying to overcome an election that is supposed to be decided by the states. The states choose their electoral votes, and they all have, including states with Republican governors and Republican legislatures. Let us go to, on this issue, let us go to Tom in Glendora. Tom, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, thank you, Michael. Happy New Year to you and your sweet grandkids, and I hope things are going well for you.
Thank God. It was a good weekend despite the rain. So tell me, are you going to Washington?
I'm not going to Washington, but I would argue that I think we have a couple subtleties here, if I could make a couple points. Stop the Steal is a nice campaign slogan. The odds of the election being overturned, I think, are slim and none, and slim's on the critical list. But having made that little pun, I think it's critical that concern be raised and that action be taken, as Senator Cruz has so correctly stated. There are grave irregularities. I know you may disagree with me on this, and I'm not saying the election should be overturned, but if we don't reform the voting process and have uniform standards to where we follow the Constitution, as Roberts, I think, failed twice to address in Pennsylvania, the state legislatures are supposedly the ones who set the law, and it seems to me all this ballot harvesting, mailing out ballots to everyone, carte blanche, has to stop. We go back to voting on election day, to proper certification, the proper oversight,
Tom,
with Democrats and Republicans.
Here's the point. I think most Americans would agree with what you're saying, and that is in fact the reality. The idea that no judge has found that a state has violated its own state legislature's decisions. And it is up to the legislatures to decide how the votes are going to be sent out and how they're going to be counted. And again, it's not just federal judges, it's state judges who have rejected all of these lawsuits trying to invalidate the election results. The problem, I think, with what Senator Cruz is proposing is he wants an electoral commission that would work for only 10 days. It would work up until January 16th, and it's supposed to come up with its entire investigation and validation of the vote by January 16th. Now, no one expects there's going to be a different result. So why not? By the way, are you aware of the President's Commission on Voter Fraud that he put together in February of 2017?
I believe I've heard of it, Michael, but
Yeah, it was chaired by Mike Pence and Chris Kobach. Chris Kobach was the Secretary of State of the state of Kansas. And President Trump had alleged that there were 3 million illegal immigrants who voted in the campaign of 2016. So even though he won, he felt he should have won the popular vote as well, which he didn't. That commission worked for 2 years, and it had bipartisan membership, and they basically found nothing substantial in terms of voter fraud in 2016 and made no major recommendations about changing the election process. And the truth of the matter is, do you think that we have to investigate all the 435 members of the House who were reelected or not reelected this last time?
Michael, you're referring to the election of 2016, correct?
And the election of 2020. 2020, Republicans did very, very well in House elections. We knocked off, now it's 11 Democratic seats. Okay? Do they have to be investigated? Should there be a commission that determines that those elections were fair? Because that was the same ballots that you're concerned about.
Let me just state generally, there has been such an avalanche of anecdotes that are apparently valid regarding myriad irregularities and fraud. And I don't want to go through them all. We don't have time.
There's none of that that has impressed a judge or a state legislature, including legislatures controlled by Republicans, enough to be taken seriously. This is, and by the way, I think what's instructive here is going back to President Trump's history of declaring election fraud. Tom, I appreciate your call, and I appreciate the parameters in which you were talking. By the way, if there is anybody else who is so concerned about the stolen election that you believe to have just happened, and according to polls, there are about a third of Americans who think that fraud played a part in Joe Biden's victory. If you're one of them, let's talk about that. And let's talk about the first time that Donald Trump spoke out about a stolen election, an election fraud, coming up on the MedVet Show. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at MichaelMedved.com. That's MichaelMedved.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, this is supposed to be a much better year. Everybody was certainly praying for that, hoping for that. Not beginning so well in terms of the stock market. The session Dow Jones Industrials down almost 400 points. And why? We'll try to figure that out and figure out where we are going from that point forward coming up on the Medved show. I wanted to let you know, I asked a little bit of a trivia question, and it's not a trick question. It seems to me a very relevant question, which is, when was the first time that Donald Trump talked about a stolen election and talked about fraud working against him and talked about fraud explaining his loss? And actually, I'm holding in my hand a Reuters story from based upon President Trump's tweets. It's from February 3rd, not 2020, February 3rd, 2016. And I think it's extremely relevant that the very first time that President Trump was ever on the ballot for anything, because part of his appeal as a candidate was he was running as an outsider, he had no electoral experience, he had never been a candidate for anything. He'd flirted with running for president back in 2000, he had flirted with running for president in 2012, then he ended up endorsing Mitt Romney. But then in 2016, he ran, and the first time he was on the ballot anywhere was the Iowa caucuses. And, yeah, the Iowa caucuses were February 2nd. And the story from Reuters says, Dateline New York, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump on Wednesday, day after the caucuses, accused rival Ted Cruz of stealing a victory in the Iowa caucuses and called for another vote or nullification of Cruz's win. Trump, who finished second behind Cruz, lit up Twitter on Wednesday with a series of posts saying the outcome was tainted because the Cruz campaign had deliberately spread misinformation about Trump's stand on Obamacare and an erroneous report that Ben Carson was dropping out of the race. Trump had gone into Monday's caucus voting ahead of the Texas senator by 5 percentage points in the key poll from the Des Moines Register, but Cruz ended up winning 4 points ahead of the New York billionaire. Ted Cruz didn't win Iowa, he stole it, Trump tweeted. That is why all of the polls were so wrong and why he got far more votes than he anticipated. Bad. Several social media users tweeted screen grabs of an alleged deleted tweet from Trump's official account in which he said Cruz illegally stole the vote. Quote, based on the fraud committed by Senator Ted Cruz during the Iowa caucus, either a new election should take place or Cruz results nullified, Trump wrote. In another tweet, Trump said Cruz had lied about his opinion of President Barack Obama's health care program. Quote, and finally, Cruz strongly told thousands of caucus-goers, voters, that Trump was strongly in favor of Obamacare and choice, a total lie, exclamation point, Trump tweeted. And then Cruz responded to Trump's Twitter rant the following way. Ted Cruz tweeted back at him, yet another Trumper tantrum. At real Donald Trump, very angry with the people of Iowa. They actually looked at his record. Okay, so then what happened? What happened is they went on. It was like 2 weeks after that they had the New Hampshire primary, which Trump won. And then he was on his way to winning the nomination. But the idea that President Trump is complaining about an election that he lost, he complained about the election that he won. You may remember last time he said repeatedly, and that's why he set up this presidential commission. Commission had 18 members, including Democrats, secretaries of state. It featured Chris Kobach, was the co-chair of the commission. He was the secretary of state for the state of Kansas. Later ran for governor, later ran for senator, lost. But Chris Kobach was there, and Mike Pence was co-chair of this commission, and they were supposed to be looking into election fraud. Now, this doesn't mean that election fraud doesn't happen. And Marionette Miller Meeks, the new Republican, who was just seated by Nancy Pelosi, bless her, she seated this new Republican who knocked off a Democratic seat in Iowa by 4 votes. That's the kind of race where, sure, you want to look at every vote and how it was counted when a vote is decided by 4 votes. But in Michigan, which is one of the votes that President Trump is contesting, the official certified vote totals show him losing by more than 140,000 votes. And that's a big chunk of the electorate. Let me go to Mike in Washington State. Mike, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Yes, thank you, Michael. I'm very, very frustrated because you keep telling us that we should just be quiet, don't show up in Washington, just accept this. Trump always does this. And I'm asking you, the lady in the blonde braids in Georgia, why did she send people out of the room? Are you saying she didn't send, or did she break the law by sending out of people when they were counting? The people were
hold on. I'll tell you. I'll answer that because that's one of the many, many things that's been answered. The people who left the room have said they just left because they thought they were done counting. No one sent people out of the room. They were taking a break, and they had originally left the room because of a water main being burst. And again, all of this stuff has been looked at very, very intensively. And why do you think it is that Bill Barr, you got to think Bill Barr's on Trump's side, right? Why do you think Bill Barr came forward and said no election fraud that could have made a difference?
That's the question that I have in my mind on the thing. What I question to you is the spikes that happened in the thing. Do you have an answer for the spikes?
Absolutely. Because in most of the states, they agreed to count the mail-in votes after the votes cast on the day of the election. And Trump had predicted, and everybody knew, that Trump would do better among people who voted on Election Day and wouldn't do as well with mail-in voters. You know why he didn't do as well with mail-in voters? Because he discouraged them. He asked people not to vote by mail.
Sorry, that's a separate issue, because what I'm looking at is I'm seeing a single spike for Biden and no spike for Trump. When the Giuliani and group were testifying in front of one of the legislators, I can't remember which one, How many increased spikes for Biden? 580,000.
Well, it's because Biden consistently did better every state in the union.
Michael, not 580,000 to 3,200. That's what we're saying is impossible to be that good. I'm saying he was.
Okay, so why do you believe that Republican officials in those states have no problem with this? In other words, and those numbers that you're using, a 580,000 versus 3,000, again, who said?
That's what the investigator said, Michael. He said 578,000.
Which investigator? Who?
3,200. That's what he said.
Who? Which investigator?
I can give you the name. I'm not looking at the name because I'm just irritated that you keep telling me, hush up and let this go.
No, don't hush up. I'm delighted to discuss it. The point about this is, at this point, it should be very, very clear that the election is over. And it wasn't even that close.
So then Cruz is right. Show the rest of us, show this one-third of crazy people out there these other people are right. There were no spikes. There weren't hundreds. When you see the lady that's the Dominion IT tech, hired a Dominion IT tech, and she testified that they took Biden votes after Biden votes after Biden votes and took them back and through for a long time, either she's lying or that's the case.
The entire thing that you're looking at from a so-called Dominion IT tech, they've looked at these voting machines. See, it makes no sense at all for people like Brad Raffensperger in Georgia, or for any of these Republican officials, or in Arizona, where there's a Republican domination of both houses of the legislature and a good conservative Republican governor named Doug Ducey. Why would these people want to undo an election that allegedly was won by a candidate they support? And again, I'm not saying that the election unfolded perfectly. Of course, I'm sure there were mistakes. And I'm sure there were errors, and I'm sure there, by the way, probably errors on both sides. But when it comes to looking at dead voters, President Trump's allegation that there were hundreds of thousands of dead voters, they looked at that in Georgia. They found two. And it just seems to me that this is the kind of thing that undermines our country and undermines real political issues. And I'm very fearful will undermine the control of the U.S. Senate. With that all-important runoff coming up tomorrow, more on that and much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book right it and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.